Hi, and welcome to New Every Day. My name's Carrie.
And my name is Jen, and on today's show is Car Conversations Part 2. What do you say to someone when you've run out of something to say?
Good question. Move over.
No, you move over.
No, you move over.
You're in my shot.
Okay,
You're hogging the screen.
Okay, well, stay tuned, people.
Yeah, see you later. Hold on.
You've got mad skills, now hone them. Learn new skills or improve your existing ones with online video tutorials and training from lynda.com through our special link at cat5.tv/lynda. Learn software, technology, creative and business skills you can use today to help you achieve your professional goals. Join today and start learning. We'll give you this chance to try it absolutely free with unlimited access to all of the courses. Sign up now for free, cat5.tv/lynda.
Welcome back, everyone, to New Every Day. And we are in part two of Car Conversations.
Yes.
Now, sometimes if you're on a long trip, you can run out of things to say.
Yes.
And I remember when I first met you, Jen, we were talking about small talk and how sometimes small talk is very hard for some people.
Yes.
I like to talk about random things, and sometimes that goes over well, and sometimes it doesn't. But it's nice to have some kind of formula to go by when you need to talk about something.
That
so,
is
Jen,
very true.
I'm going to start driving, and I'll let you share your pearls that you shared with me.
Well, Carrie, why don't you tell me a little bit about your family? Like, do you have brothers or sisters? Or
yeah, I have two brothers, one older, one younger, and I love them very much. And I have a mom and a dad, and they live not far from me. I have a niece and a nephew.
Wow. And how old are the nieces and nephews?
My nephew is 2, and my niece is 7 months. And they're so cute. I love them so much. I love them.
So one of the things often that, and you're thinking, why are you talking about making conversation? Well, the Bible is very clear that people don't know about God because they've never heard about God. And if they've never heard about God, how can they respond to who God is? And so one of the things that we need to learn as believers is, well, how do you actually start conversations? How do you carry on conversations? How do you start relationships in general? Well, and part of that comes from talking. And how do you actually start and continue on conversations with people? And it was interesting. Last week, I was watching moms as they were walking their kids to work, to school, and I thought, isn't that really cool? Because, you know, those moms can have something very common to talk about, right? They can start a relationship. They can build a relationship built on, you know,
being a mom,
walking their kids to school and the stuff that goes on at school.
But what if you don't know if you have anything in common with the person yet, which makes it small talk because you don't know what to dive into. There's no identifiable commonality.
Right. So one of the things that I learned is this acronym called FORM.
Where did you learn it? Did you make it up?
Oh, no. I'm not that good.
Yes, you are.
I think it was a multi-level marketing thing that I was involved with at one point. I want to say.
Oh, like a pyramid scheme?
Well, it's not a scheme. There was an actual plan to it.
Okay,
and people knew exactly what it was.
Okay.
And it had great products. I just, it didn't work for me because I'm not a salesman.
Right.
If you're a salesman, those sorts of things work so well. But if you're not, it doesn't
work very
well.
It's so hard. Okay, anyways, form.
So, anyways, form. Family, occupation, recreation, media, music, movies, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, sometimes you just don't know what to say in conversations. So use this. So like I started off with Carrie, tell me about your family.
Mm-hmm.
And people often want to talk about themselves. I remember talking, being in a truck with a guy I didn't know very well, which sounds really weird. I know.
Let's go that way.
Let's go that way. Anyways, like, I knew him. Like, my family knew him.
Okay.
It wasn't wrong to be in the truck with him. Which is weird, even in that to say. But anyways.
Squirrel.
Okay. Hardly even knew him. But I used this in my head, right? But
did
I
you?
I skipped the F because I knew about his family. I went to occupation.
Nice.
I'm like, what exactly is it that you do? And then I started asking him questions like, so you're an ER nurse. Like, how did you get into that? Because that's what Carrie does. And you just sort of go, oh, okay, well, what do you do for a living? Or, you know, how do you spend your time? And if you're like, well, I don't want to really go there. Maybe you read something on Facebook, or maybe something happened in the news or whatever. And you can say, hey, are you on Facebook? Did you see that post that somebody put up? And
okay, so the family, occupation. And from there, I mean, so even if someone has like a desk job, you can talk about maybe experiences that you've had in the same situation or whatever.
Yes.
And then R, recreation. What's that one, Jen?
Well, recreation is, what do you like to do for fun? Like, do you like water sports? Do you prefer to read books?
You could even talk about the different seasons. What do you like to do in the different seasons?
Exactly. Like if I said, you know, Carrie, well, what do you normally do when you're time off? Because I know that you work shift work, and so what do you do when you're time off? Then she could say things like,
I talk to my friend Jennifer in the car.
She does.
There you go.
But I also know that you
not
had...
Not helpful.
Yeah. Because sometimes they don't work with you very well. And you have to like...
Ooh, green light.
I have a saying when I talk to difficult people. It's like pulling string out of a cat's mouth. Because I have this memory of a friend telling me that her cat swallowed string once, and she had to like pull it out. And so every time I have difficult conversations, that is what it feels like. It feels like I'm pulling string out of a cat's mouth, because they're not giving me anything to work with. And so Carrie is not giving me anything to work with right now. She's being difficult. So how do I deal with that? Well, you just keep at, oh yeah, and avoid yes or no questions.
Because I find if I'm talking to a difficult person, I'll like pretty much feed them the information. So you do this, right? Okay, so do you like that? Okay, what you know, instead of asking an open-ended question.
Yes. And sometimes figuring out what they like can be the biggest thing. Like if they're into sports, or if they're into books. Like, do you read very much? Or
yeah,
do you
love to read.
Magazines?
No, don't like magazines. I feel like they're too shallow and blah, 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 blah. So I was at a fancy pants dinner for my work, and I was sitting with some of the other doctors I work with, and I just ran out of things to say. It was like 10:30, we're eating this meal, and so I turned to the one doctor, I'm like, what's your favorite meal? And then he started talking about why he really, and he's from India, but he actually really just likes pasta and meatballs. Actually, no meatballs, vegetarian. So then he started talking about why he's a vegetarian and all this stuff, and it was great. And I just asked what his favorite meal was.
Let's see, what she did, I asked her a question, and then she facilitated the conversation. Like, she kept it going, rather than just saying... Because I said to you, do you like magazines, right? And then you're like, well, no, I prefer books. But then she kept going on something else, which is so important. If you're trying to engage someone in conversation, you actually need to think about how you are going to answer. It's like playing a game of ping pong, okay? When you hit the ping pong ball, like, the other person, in order to have a game, has to hit it back to you. If they don't hit it back to you, then you can't hit it back to them. Like, you literally have to go get another ball and start again.
Otherwise, it's painful. Actually, my brother and his friends, when they were teenagers, used to play a game of ping pong. But it was, you had to just hit it at the other person as hard as you can, and they had to dodge it. So, it was painful. When it's one-sided, it's painful.
Very painful.
You know what I was thinking, Jen? Is that people who don't know the Lord... and maybe haven't experienced him in their life. The Bible says that the natural mind doesn't understand the things of the spiritual.
Yes.
So in conversation, it's much easier to swing from the natural to the spiritual. So having things to say in small talk to get to know the person can give you that yes. fulcrum to swing from the natural to the spiritual. Going right, because that's what you told me to do. Right?
Yeah.
So you're talking about family. Maybe you talk about your family. That's like big things that have happened in your life and when you came to Christ. You know, things can, it can open up opportunities for you, right?
Yes. Yes. And how to share your faith. Because it could come up that somebody says, because it's the smallest talk that can lead to deeper talk, which can lead to the opportunities.
Yeah.
Because you might find out that somebody just lost a husband or wife, or they just lost their job, or they're really struggling with something because maybe they just watched something and it's really stirring up things on the inside.
Yeah.
And that's where the Bible says that we are to be ready at any point in time to share our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like you use those little things like, you know what, I was really struggling with that too, and I found that I prayed about it and God really gave me peace, right? And then you can sort of gauge on whether they will pick that up and go with it, or if they would actually shut you down.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? Our job is actually to try.
Mm-hmm.
To try to tell people about it's not to try, it's just to do it, period. But we are commanded to tell people about who Jesus is. But so often we need those little, like, well, it is the building the relationship. It is knowing, coming up with conversations, like conversation starters and ways that you can get in, you know,
yeah.
To building the relationship. And it's not just so they become a project.
Right,
so
I was going to say, like, if your mission is always like, gotta share the gospel, gotta convert them, you know, that's not really just loving the person, but the most loving thing that you can do for them is share Christ with them. Right?
Yes. Because I listen to people sometimes, I'm like, oh, if you only knew Jesus.
I gotta pull a Yui.
That's all right. Yui's are allowable in Canada if there's no sign.
No sign.
No sign. Just signs that say no trespassing.
Which we don't want to do.
Which we don't want to do because then we get into trouble.
I have a funny story about singing things. I went to Home Depot.
Yes.
To purchase some kind of drill for my brother. And I was walking back. It was in this really small town. Very nice people. And I heard this older gentleman behind the desk saying, you know what? I think we should just sing everything today. Just sing all the orders. You know, just sing to each other in conversation. So I walked up to him. I was like, do you have a drill? I really need a drill. And he was like, yeah, that was awesome. You're totally in. And it was great.
But that's where you picked up on it, right? You were aware of what was happening and you're like,
yeah, it was hilarious.
I can sing.
And he's like, yes, I have a drill.
Yes, I have a drill. I have a drill.
I have a drill.
Yo.
So just to recap, Jen, when you are stuck for conversation, follow the form. Family?
Occupation.
I thought that was like organizations.
Or organizations.
That you're part of.
Both are acceptable.
Okay. Recreation.
Yes. What do you do in your free time? Do you have free time?
And media.
Yes.
Favorite movies, what's going on in the world, interesting article that you've read, whatever.
Yes. Because God has called us into community.
Right.
And the way that we build community is not just doing things for one another, but also talking back and forth to one another. So knowing how to actually engage people in conversation is so important to building relationships. We are to be in relationship with people, and talking is important.
Like, look at Jesus with the woman at the well.
Yes.
He went up and said, can I have a drink? And from that, and you went from the natural to the spiritual, talking about natural thirst and the natural thirst in her life, and then swung to her other interests in her life and what she was doing, and then swung to God. And she was like, well, you Jews worship on the in the temple, we worship on the mountain. And then Jesus is like, there's a time that is coming when you won't worship in the temple or in the mountain, but God is going to seek those who worship him in spirit, worship him in spirit and in truth. And she encountered the living God, right?
Yes. Yes.
So
because he engaged her in conversation.
Yeah. So why don't I just pull over, Jen, and we could maybe pray that for
sure.
Listeners.
We're pulling over, and what's really cool is beside us is like a massive pile of hay, and it actually makes me quite happy. Like, I want to go and climb it.
Like, how did they stack it that high?
Tractor. Yes. It's on my bucket list. Have I told you that I want to drive a backhoe, tractor, or excavator?
Yep. I'm working on it.
Any of those three. Backhoe or tractor would be the highest above an excavator.
We'll talk about it. I'll Google it.
All right.
Why don't you pray, Jen?
Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you call us into community and you want us to build relationships with people, whether they know Jesus or they don't know Jesus. And that comes with actually sharing ourselves with each other through conversation. And Lord, sometimes that is just so tough. But Lord, you can equip us. You can inspire us. You can teach us what you want us to say and how to say it. But Lord, ultimately you want us to build relationships with people, and that often will start with a simple hello, how are you? Mm-hmm. And so Father, we ask that you would guide and direct our conversations, that you would inspire us and encourage us to talk to people. And we ask this in the name of Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for tuning in again. I have really enjoyed this. I feel like you're just right along here with us in the car. It's been a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun.
So I hope that you'll tune in next week. Check out our website, neweveryday.tv. Check out our partners page if you would support us. We would just so appreciate that. We just want to thank Category 5 TV, Robbie Ferguson, our director, producer, editor, all of the above, for making this show possible. So check out our partners page. See if there's any links on there that could maybe help you do some Christmas shopping. Go to the Amazon link.
Go to the Amazon link.
All right. Have a wonderful week.
See you next time.